I may say it's now, as I record this, the 8th of July, and it's the day after that huge tribute to Michael Jackson at in Los Angeles. And I'm asked, what is the proper response to the death of Michael Jackson? Some objectivists are arguing that because he was so screwed up and molested children, no one should mourn him. Others are mourning because he was a cute, talented kid and perhaps an adult, or perhaps a full artistic genius. Well, I think as with talented person, any genius, in general, you can distinguish if it's a mixture, between the aspect, the part which represents greatness or talent, genius, and the character, if the character is, inconsistent, if it goes in the negative direction. You often get this kind of opposition where people are great in their work, and this can be art or science or any field, and awful in their personal character. One example in music is Wagner. I won't go so far as to say he's great, but he has written some great music, and he was a horrible, horrible person, one of the ones who paved the way for Hitler. Or an even better example is Albert Einstein, who was a genius in the field of physics, even leaving aside his errors and his rationalism. But he was obviously a genius, and yet in person, he was a completely unthinking, leftist, utterly non-admirable. But you could still mourn his death and discount or disregard his politics because what he stood for was, or what he had achieved, what he was in the good way, was, you couldn't ignore it. I remember the day that Einstein died. And the people I knew felt desolated. We didn't know him and we didn't like him. We didn't even agree with much of his, some of his physics. And I remember Ayn Rand said, "The last great mind has died." And that's what we felt, and we mourn for him accordingly. So it's really the same attitude as in regard to a mixed movie or a mixed book or a mixed person. You like what you approve of, and you can mourn within the appropriate context its loss, and that doesn't imply that you approve of or like the rest. Now, bringing this down to Michael Jackson, I don't know. I haven't followed that field for a long time, except for sporadic performers here or there. Everyone that I have spoken to who seemingly knows the field thinks that he was really talented, unique, and a musical, popular musical genius. So let's say that that's true. Then, on its own, that is something certainly to mourn if that mattered to you, if it was in a field and a talent that you cared about. Now, as to the negative side, again, I don't know what is really true about him. And what inclines me to be favorable to him is the flimsiness of the accusations that were hurled at him about child molestation. At the time, I thought that they were part of the typical campaign of today's DAs, today's whole law enforcement, influenced by the culture's hatred of the good, the deliberate prosecution of famous and successful people because they're famous and successful. Michael Milken was an example of that. Martha Stewart was certainly an example. Leona Helmsley was certainly an example. And I was inclined to think that Michael Jackson was another example. They wanted to bring down someone who had achieved. Now, I hasten to say, I don't know that is true. So if it is true, then you'd have to say, I mourn his greatness, but I despise, his behavior, or at least I regret that he grew up so screwed up, as the questioner put it. By the way, I talked to someone connected with the DA's office in the area where I live, and they said they would never have brought charges on the basis of the evidence they had.